Hello, everyone. Welcome to Shakya Presents Movie Night. I'm your host. My name is Rudy Obias, and joining me is...
Perry Nemiroff.
Before we actually get started discussing the movie that we're going to be discussing this week, I would like to congratulate Perry Nemiroff for being selected to South by Southwest Short Film Selection. So congratulations for a short film that you produced.
That was so nice, Rudy. That was surprising. Thank you.
And you will be down in Austin, Texas... With your film, Child Eaters, I believe, and I am really happy for you, and I wish you all the best. Hopefully, you win.
Thank you very much.
So this in this episode, we're going to be discussing the latest film from Steven Soderbergh. This is his latest film, Side Effects. This stars Jude Law, Rooney Mara, Catherine Zeta-Jones, and Channing Tatum. The synopsis on IMDb, Emily and Martin are a successful New York couple whose worlds unravel when a new drug prescribed by Emily's psychiatrist intended to treat anxiety has unexpected side effects. Perry Nemiroff, what did you think of this film? And I guess this is supposed to be the last film that Steven Soderbergh is allegedly directing.
I don't know. I think there's one more in there, right? Didn't they just announce that he's going to do something else and make that his last or something?
I knew he was doing an HBO movie. I'm not sure if that counts as his last theatrical release. I know he was doing a biopic on Liberace, but I'm not – maybe he has one more. I mean, who knows if this guy is ever going to retire.
I know, really. They say it all the time. But – if this is his last movie, I liked about 85% of it. If you've seen the trailer, you don't know even half of the story. This movie is just packed with twists and time again turns into something completely different. And while I appreciated that for the large majority of the time, that last final twist just threw me for too big of a loop, turned it into a way different movie, and I wasn't quite buying it.
So because of the ending, I mean, how much are you on board with this movie because of the ending or despite the ending?
Oh, I gave it a very positive review. I gave it a B+ on Shocky and a 3.5 out of 5 on Rotten. And I really enjoyed it. I would see it again and I definitely recommend it. It's just a bit of a shame that it could have been such a good movie and that when they could have easily have stopped at any point, like at any, they actually couldn't have, if they wanted to, they could have done without a single twist and just expanded the original story. And it still would have worked fine. They could have stopped at any twist along the way, but they kept pushing and pushing and pushing.
They kept twisting, as it were.
Yes.
I actually really like this movie, despite the twist. I understand what you're saying, where you think you know what's going on, but then the filmmakers take the rug underneath you. This I think that this film kind of needs that ending just to justify or have – I don't want to really spoil it, but just to have the – something happen to a character that throughout the whole film they kind of deserve getting. And I'm okay with all the twists and turns because I really love the ending of this film. I thought it was very clever and it definitely threw me for a loop, but it didn't turn me off. And
no,
I guess,
yeah, it turned me off. it turned me off quite a bit. I mean, I don't want to spoil anything, but I can see in a way why it would turn me off and not to turn you off. But I'm not necessarily opposed to what happening in movies, but it didn't earn it. It just felt so out of left field.
I thought it did earn it. Just how it all builds to the final moments. I really like the performances in this film, namely from Jude Law and Rooney Mara. I mean, I think for the most part, those two actors are front and center in the film, and Catherine Zeta-Jones and Channing Tatum are definitely the side characters. But I can honestly say I've never seen Rooney Mara in a position like this in a film where she quite doesn't have the upper hand, or does she? but she kind of still plays it very well, I thought.
I was a big fan of her, too. I mean, every once in a while, she seemed a little, almost like washed out and blah looking, where I found her a little boring and emotionless. But for the large majority of the time, I think she carries it really well. And it's her character that keeps the story together from twist to twist to twist. So a lot of the movie was on her shoulders, and I think she handles it really well. I also just really liked Jude Law's character. He comes in at this perfect point where he's in a position that makes him very easy to like. Because, I mean, he's a doctor, and he's here to save the day. And even though he's conflicted, you still are pulling for his side of the argument, which is interesting, because one of the best parts about Side Effects is that it presents this issue, and as much as you like some of the characters and you're rooting for them, you still can't help but to recognize why they could be brought down because of what's happening.
Yeah, I generally like what this movie is about, just how we're so willing to give someone a prescription for medication to take care of their problems than actually deal with their problems. And then even in that self becomes a bigger problem. And I think this movie tackles that issue pretty well. I guess namely in Rooney Mara. I mean, she does play somewhat cold and emotionless, but I feel half the time her character is at least somewhat medicated, or at least I don't want to give too much away, but let's just say medicated for argument's sake. And I think she pulls it off very well. And to go along with Jude Law, you're not so clear in if you should be rooting for a guy like this, or if he is just simply being manipulated by certain outside forces. But I think what Steven Soderbergh does here as a whole is really elevate this material to be something a little bit more than what I think if a lesser filmmaker had it would. This movie would be a Lifetime channel type of movie.
Nobody can handle it quite like him. And also Scott Z. Burns. They're both just built for this kind of really thick, layered, possibly confusing for other filmmakers, that kind of narrative. They have a handle on it. They can present each part of it in a clear manner. Soderbergh doesn't get all wrapped up in the details. He still manages to get all the information across while kind of expressing his own style. I mean, they really are able to bring all the elements together. And to make a movie like this cohesive in the least is just such an incredible feat.
Yeah, I mean, I left the theater thinking, after watching the film, thinking, well, this is a movie I think my parents would absolutely love. You know, like just a really – I was never bored with this movie. It was always engaging and it was always interesting to watch. I can understand how people could be turned cold on this film, I guess especially with all the twists and turns that go in it. I guess especially in the last 15 minutes, but I think the film – kind of deserves to go in that direction just the way it's built. But the more I think about it, the more I really do like this movie Side Effects, and seeing how it's the same writer and director that did a movie that I wasn't so keen on a couple years ago called Contagion, it makes me really want to reevaluate Contagion, and perhaps I was my first initial thoughts on that movie was wrong.
I mean, maybe it's because of the issue I have that you don't, but I see a similar problem with this as I did with Contagion. It's like they nail almost all of it, and then this one part doesn't quite fit with the rest, but it's still in there. And I mean, I think a lot of it, I don't want to spoil anything, but I don't think this does. Again, I think a lot of it comes down to Catherine Zeta-Jones. It's just like she and I think I have the same problem actually with the problem I have with Contagion, which is Marion Cotillard's part.
Mm.
She's not necessarily she doesn't give a bad performance in Contagion, but she gives like almost like a meaningless one where her character feels like a character, like a plot, like a prop, like not human. And I think Catherine Zeta-Jones does the same thing here, but in a very different way. One of the parts that I had the most fun with Side Effects is Soderbergh's representation of the drug industry and of how medication is dispensed. It's done in a realistic fashion, but also slightly heightened. And I think Catherine Zeta-Jones gets a little carried away with that. And she's got, like, stupid bun in her hair and the glasses and the pen. And she's just, like, she's wooden. She's not a person. She's playing a psychiatrist. And that character is never developed and never gets any extra layers to her.
Well, I guess you could say the same thing about Channing Tatum's character in this as Rooney Mara's Emily's husband, Martin. I mean, he's not so much of a character, but just really a plot device. And when we meet him in this movie, he is just getting released from prison after some insider trading, and he's been in prison for about 4 or 5 years at this point. And we see how Emily and Martin rebuild their life after he's been away for so long. But really, it's just a way to get the character of Emily medicated on these drugs, is because they're not having such a good time with their reunion.
I don't know. I'm going to disagree with you with Channing Tatum a little. I see what you mean a little bit, but in order for you to care about the situation and what comes, you need that relationship. And Rooney Mara just could not sell that relationship on her own. She needs him there. I also found his story very interesting, how it progresses. I mean, again, I want to say things that are going to spoil this movie to death, but you know, just how he goes to prison and does something wrong, but at the same time, you still can't hate him for it because he's so good to her. And then where it goes from there? I mean, if he really was a one note character that was there just to propel the story forward in a way, he wouldn't have been able to achieve that. I'm pretty impressed with what he does here with so little screen time.
See, and the things I do like about this movie, that it is just I think a really good old fashioned thriller in the same vein of like Alfred Hitchcock films or early Brian De Palma films, and it goes along that route to me, anyways. I mean, there's kind of like an homage to a Brian De Palma film. Somewhere like in the middle of this film that involves Channing Tatum's character and Rooney Mara's character, I felt that perhaps Steven Soderbergh is channeling Brian De Palma and Alfred Hitchcock in this to just deliver just a good old-fashioned thriller. And those are the things that I liked about this movie. And I don't know how well-formed the characters are, but I think the story and the general tone of the film completely work for me, and I really want to watch this movie again.
What you just said is like such a sign of how specific Soderbergh's style is. I think that's probably why you can make the connection to Hitchcock and De Palma, because like when they make movies, like you know it's their movies. This you know is a Steven Soderbergh movie, and he just does things that other filmmakers could not. Like if Side Effects was made in a more wide appeal commercial way, people would be laughing at this movie.
Yeah, they would be. I mean, I think that goes along with every Steven Soderbergh film. You know, last year with Magic Mike, you know, people wanted a movie that was going to be Channing Tatum for 2 hours stripping. And they got that to a certain extent, but they got something more. They got a really good film with a really good character study with a movie like Magic Mike.
Yeah, I'd agree. But on the other hand, I still think had Magic Mike gone the commercial route, it still would have made a pretty penny.
Yeah, and Magic Mike still made a lot of money at the box office last year. But I know a lot of people were turned off because they, God forbid, they actually got a movie out of Magic Mike. Like that's funny. That was like the number one complaint. It's like, oh, there's too much story, not enough stripping. But I'm sorry, it's a movie.
Sadly, though, I don't think this is going to come anywhere close to that at the box office.
No, unfortunately not. I mean, I'm not really sure how much people are going to be interested in seeing this movie, considering when it's released in the doldrums of winter in February. But we shall see. I guess let's spoil the hell out of this movie, because I'm really want to get into the nuts and bolts of this movie. So the ending, the last 15 minutes, or at least the last 20 minutes of this movie, when you think you figured out what's happening, there's actually another layer that's going on behind it. But Perry, why were you so turned off by the way the movie ended?
That was the silliest thing I've ever seen in my life. Like, come on. That they – all right, I'm spoiling it right here, so yeah. Tune out, please. That they have some lesbian relationship? I mean, come on. Like, they did not, I mean, maybe I need to see it again before I say this, but at least from watching it from a first-time perspective, they didn't drop hints of that at all. They didn't build Catherine Zeta-Jones' character to earn that in the least. It was just flat-out silly and felt like an excuse to have the two of them make out on screen.
Which I was not opposed to, but I think that's where that Brian De Palma influence comes from. I would like to think – I mean, I've only seen this movie once, but I would like to think there are, like, little nods here and there. But the two characters really never meet, you know, in the movie at all until the very end of the movie. And I would like to think there are bits and pieces. But if we can go along with the fact that she has been, you know, faking this thing the whole time, that she has not been medicated at all throughout the whole film, I can buy into a little bit with this lesbian love affair between Catherine Zeta-Jones and Rooney Mara. Which was awesome.
All the craziness revolving around the medication I bought, because the whole movie was made for that. It was about the medicine and the manipulation of it from all angles. It was not about them running off together. It was just never anywhere close to being about that.
Yeah, I guess, but just giving it a little bit more hindsight of like the money and running off together and wanting to give Channing Tatum's character the comeuppance from Rooney Mara's character's point of view, I was okay with it. I can see how problematic it could be for some people, but I don't think it came out of left field so much for me while watching the film.
Oh, I will totally disagree. And totally disagree.
And then it goes a little bit further where Jude Law's character really wants Rooney Mara's character to be heavily medicated, and she does at the end of the film get committed to a mental institution.
Oh, that's different. After everything that happened, if they had skipped the whole relationship thing with Catherine Zeta-Jones' character and gone straight to that, I would have loved it.
Yeah, I think that's where it kind of went back for me, where like this character who is when you introduce her, she seems so nice and sweet, and then throughout the whole course of the film, she becomes something different, something more scary, and then at the end of the film, I think that's very satisfying, having her be locked away in a mental institution.
Yeah. No. I just can't. I just can't. I just love that. I mean, more than anything, the payoff with Jude Law's character made me really happy. I think he just, between the writing and the work he did, he really went on to earn everything that character goes through, and that ending just made me feel good. And another aspect that we didn't really talk about is his home life. I was just totally sold by that. I really cared about whether he lost his wife, and I wanted him to live happily ever after.
And he does, you know, he picks up the kid, you know, his stepson from school. He's back together with his wife, and who knows if his practice will succeed after this whole scandal. But it does seem fitting that, well, Jude Law's character has the happy ending and Rooney Mara's character does not. And I left the screening room very satisfied with this film. I mean, there are definitely some things that didn't work, but I think overall I'm pretty positive on this film. And considering, I mean, I hate to say this, but considering that it's February, getting a movie of this quality is pretty something, I think.
I'll agree with that. I think one of the bigger problems I have with that twist part that I don't like is that it takes away from other really great elements. It's like what you were saying before with how his character gets caught up and like, in the whole argument with whose fault is this and how his medical practice gets taken down. I was really fascinated by that, by the fact that I could feel for Rooney Mara's character, Jude Law's character, but then again, I understand where the medical perspective is coming from, and I want everyone to be okay, but I understand that they could all be in the wrong in a sense. And I was upset that his, that like this life that he built and degrees that he probably got and this practice that he built was like crumbling. And whether he was right or wrong, there was like nothing he could do about it. Like no matter whether he solved the case or not, odds are he's never going to practice again.
Yeah, and I guess in that respect, it kind of almost mirrors the way we see Rooney Mara's life before the start of the film, like how she is in the lap of luxury, but then all of that gets taken away from her pretty quickly. And it just seems like perhaps she wants to make sure someone else feels that same way, albeit someone that they really don't have a close relationship at all before the beginning of this movie. But I think that's deliberately the fact that they're both kind of mirrored somewhere down the line in this film.
Yeah. I mean, the only difference with her and Jude Law's character is that, you know, where the movie goes in the end, the takeaway is less about her in that sense and you feel more for him.
Yeah. And I think overall I'm definitely more positive on this film because I really do feel in lesser hands it would be a Lifetime film. Like just
without a doubt.
Yeah, just the content behind it, but just the Steven Soderbergh as a director, he's such a sure hand. You just trust everything that he leads you through the movie, and whether it works or not, that's up to the viewer, but there's still this confidence behind the camera that you can really see, and I just really appreciate.
It's also a time of year when we're just drowning in commercial crap. So if you get the opportunity to catch this and like kind of get a breather, you really should.
Definitely. I definitely like it better than Hansel and Gretel Witch Hunters, so.
I can't compare the two. They're too different.
Anything else you want to talk about with side effects?
No, just that I'd recommend it. I'd go into it alert and awake and ready to think, because otherwise it would devalue the movie. Half the fun of it is what it makes you think about and how it makes you part of the story and weigh all the character situations. And go into it nice and alert and enjoy that part of it.
So do you feel if there was no lesbian element to this film, this would have been a much better movie?
Oh my God, it would have been way up there for me. I mean, like a big part of my story grade came down because of that silly, unnecessary part.
the love affair between Rooney Mara and Catherine Zeta-Jones.
I also have a problem with Catherine Zeta-Jones. I mean, I recognize her good work many years ago at this point, but she is just freaking silly in everything I see her in now.
I liked her in Rock of Ages. I thought she was one of the better things in that movie.
I'll admit, I liked her in Rock of Ages, but it's like, that's probably the better thing I've seen her in recently. Okay, other than Rock of Ages, it feels like she is just constantly playing dress up and never playing a person, always a character.
Yeah, I mean, what else was she in recent years besides Rock of Ages?
Broken City, Playing for Keeps.
Oh, Lay the Favorite. So actually, I liked Lay the Favorite. I know I'm in the minority with that. Perhaps maybe because she's getting, I mean, I hate to say it, older, and the roles aren't quite there for her anymore, unfortunately. I think she's a great actress. I mean, I recently watched Chicago, and she was great in that movie. She's also great in Traffic and High Fidelity. The Terminal, most recently.
Yeah, but you're also talking, almost all of those are at least 10 years old now.
Yeah.
Well, actually a little less. Terminal, I think, was 2004.
Barely less. 9 years ago.
But yeah, like literally the past 9 years of her have been quite unsuccessful.
And I don't know. I thought her in this movie was kind of a return to form, but I could just leave that to maybe the writing wasn't there for the character, but I don't know. I still was drawn to Catherine, maybe because I'm a guy and she had those glasses on and the bun and everything.
Well, I could partially blame it on the writing, too. I mean, it wasn't a fleshed out character. And you can also maybe even blame it on the directing. For all I know, maybe he told her, you know, play this character like we're mocking the drug industry. And in that sense, maybe she did what she was supposed to do.
Yeah, but I guess we can both agree that we really want to watch Catherine Zeta-Jones in better roles and better characters than this. All right, let's wrap up this episode of Movie Night. Where can we find you online? Perry Nemiroff.
You could find me at Shockey.com, Movies.com, and ScreenRant.com, and on Twitter, my handle is P. Nemiroff. And if you want to check out Child Eater, go to the South by South website and just search Child Eater.
Yes, and once again, congratulations.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
And you can follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/Rudy_Obias. That's RUDIE_OBIAS. AutorCast.com, Shakya.com, GiantFreakinRobot.com, and everything that is Rudy at RudyObias.com. On the next episode of Movie Night, we're going to be discussing A Good Day to Die Hard, the fifth movie in the Die Hard series. I don't want to say that I'm really looking forward to this because I really didn't like the fourth Die Hard movie. Perhaps this could be a return to form. It is rated R, but my expectations are pretty low with this one. And we'll probably also discuss Beautiful Creatures. That also comes out on the 14th. So closing out this episode of Movie Night, thank you so much for listening to our show, and see you next week.